Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Hashtag No Limits. I am your host, Shelley Kino, and Hashtag No Limits is about people who society places limits upon, but who are busting through those limits. Ophelia says in Hamlet, "We know who we are, but not what we will be." I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is no better example of that than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. The caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells and then reforms into the butterfly. And if that wasn't challenging enough, then it has to struggle to get out of the cocoon in order for its wings to be strong enough to fly. That can't be easy. At least I wouldn't think so. But neither is busting through those limits that society places upon people. October happens to be Down Syndrome Awareness Month. And today, my guests are Lori and Gabriel Cobb. And Gabriel is a 10-time triathlete with something extra. Welcome, guys, and thank you so much for being here today. How are you?
Great.
Thanks, Shelley, for having us.
Thank you, Sadie, for having us.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to have you guys. I've tried to get you on for a little while, and your schedules were just so insanely busy that it didn't work out until now. And so I appreciate that you are here today. So when I say that it's National Down Syndrome Month and you have something extra, Gabriel, what am I talking about?
What do you have extra?
Because I have Down Syndrome.
But what is Down Syndrome? What do you have extra? You have an extra 21st.
The 21st chromosome.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. So you have Down syndrome because of that extra 21st chromosome. So Lori, when he was born, what was your pregnancy like? Did you know ahead of time that it was possible, or was it a surprise when he was born? And then what was the reaction like?
We did not know prior to his birth. And initially, when he was first born, it was beautiful because I'd gone from 6 to a 10 in one contraction. So I was kind of in la la land. And wow. I asked my husband if our child, you know, if everything was okay. And he started getting choked up and looked at me and said, yes, he's perfect. 10 fingers, 10 toes. And he has a little something extra. He has Down syndrome. And I was 41. Didn't really bother me to have someone with a little bit slower tendencies, because so was I. And that being said, the hospital crew started kind of coddling us when it came to nursing him because his tone was so low. There were struggles with that. Mm-hmm. But God is so gracious. He sent this neonatologist marching into the room shortly after Gabriel's birth. And she looked at me. She says, "You're 41. You got a child with Down syndrome. I guess you should have anticipated that." And very blunt. Yeah, which a lot of people respond that exact way. But it was such a godsend because her frankness offered us ability to also speak truth and learn. So my husband looked at her and he said, "We did not anticipate a child with Down syndrome. What should we expect?" And she looked at us and very candidly and strongly said, "You will get exactly what you expect. If you want him to tie his shoes, you will have to teach him to play ball. You will have to play with him. Anything you want him to do, you're going to have to be responsible to help him. And if you don't expect it from him, he probably won't do it. And don't expect anybody else to do it for you." We're like, boom. Parenting, we had two older daughters, so we were ready to have expectations, but her sharing that gave us such freedom to really look at the world in a whole different way. And Thomas proceeded to ask if, you know, high function, mid function, low function, and she said they don't even qualify that anymore because so much of the function in any child's life, but specifically those with challenges, is determined so very much by the parents. And she said, so don't read anything past 5 years. And that was about it, which was such a godsend. You know, my husband had a dream the night before Gabriel was born. He didn't tell me, but he dreamt that we had a son and he had Down syndrome. So wow. He had a premonition. I did not. We had our two daughters there at the hospital with us. And we had one of our dearest friends waiting outside the room. The girls ran outside to tell Nanny Rhonda, Papa had a dream that Gabriel was born with Down syndrome. She came in the room. She had had the exact same dream the same night, but she did not have a gender.
Oh, wow.
So we were blessed in so very many ways when he was born to not, to take some of the intimidation and fear away through people who were honest and just God's blessings ahead of time. So
that is a beautiful story. And I wish that was everyone's story.
I know.
Because, I mean, I'm listening and I am getting choked up at how wonderful the approach was, because I so often hear horror stories.
Yeah.
And so that's amazing. And I'm so happy that for you, that you had such a great experience.
You know, Shelley, the other thing, we had 8 years where we hadn't gotten pregnant. So mm-hmm. We'd given away all the baby things, everything, thought God was not giving us any more children. And then I got pregnant with Gabriel. And so when he was born, I also was at a place that I was so ecstatic to be in a place of receiving. Gabriel was in a beautiful place to have two older sisters who were 8 and 10 who were so excited to assist that we did not have the same intimidation that a lot of people go through. And our openness to learn was, you know, just there. So.
Yeah. And I absolutely agree with what and I forgot the title you said for the person who came in and said, it's what you're going to expect is what you're going to get. Because to leave that door open when again, so many instances, it's the person probably won't, or they're not going to be able to, or they can't. And to say that it was, you know, a lot about attitude versus chromosomes is fantastic. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
And, you know, Gabriel was blessed the end of May. Who'd you go to speak to him? Where'd you go in public speak?
I went to go speak out at Lafayette.
But when we went to Texas, where did you go?
San Antonio.
And who'd you speak to?
To the nurses.
An international nurses conference, specifically just about what he's been blessed to achieve, but also what you just asked for medical people to know how to approach, you know,
right,
the delivery of a special needs child, just again to give them a little more insight.
Yeah, and I think I have the reel that you did. Let me see if I can do this correctly. Is this the one?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to try to play it, and hopefully we can hear it. It looks, though, that I've got to start it. This is one thing I don't like about reels, is you have to let it run before, like, you can't rewind it and start at the beginning if it's in the middle. And I think this one's kind of in the middle.
Say that you get their hope. I am Down syndrome, and I have no limitations.
That's awesome.
So, Gabriel, I just want to say I'm a public speaker as well, and that was a lot of people. Were you nervous?
I was not nervous. No.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, I know I didn't get the whole part of it, but I really loved the ending. And I'm glad that that was the part that I got that actually played, that you are Gabriel and you have no limits. That it fits perfectly into this show. So I so appreciate you saying that. So, Gabriel, I heard before we started recording that you were homeschooled. But can you tell me what homeschool was like for you?
I sometimes could call up. Actually, out at
we went to a co-op.
Yeah, we went to a co-op for homeschoolers.
Is it okay, Shelly, if he reads what he shared yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also went to a co-op for homeschoolers at home. I usually work on subjects like reading, writing, math, and science. Usually for recess, we went outside to have some fun. At co-op, I studied literature, reading books like Beowulf, Frankenstein, and Shakespeare. And I enjoy going to co-op with my friends.
That's awesome. So you read Beowulf?
Yep.
Did you like it? No, me either.
What did you like?
I don't like the monster.
Yeah, I mean,
do you remember the name?
Grendel.
Yeah, I just thought Beowulf in general was just a tough, tough read, and the language was so hard. And I remember reading that in high school, so that was a really long time ago for me. Not as long ago as it was, or mine is much longer ago than yours was. But I remember not being thrilled at all to read Beowulf. But you said Frankenstein, and then what was the other one you
and
mentioned?
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. Did you have a favorite Shakespeare?
Do you remember that which one you read?
Oh yeah, we read the Midsummer Night's Dream.
Ah, and how did you like that?
Well, I really like it, but yeah.
You didn't really like that
probably
either?
Probably easier.
Yeah, that was kind of easier.
Frankenstein was a little what? What'd you think, Frankenstein?
Well, it was kind of creepy, I would say.
Yeah. I would agree.
And Beowulf, sure. They talked about the arm getting pulled off and nailed up. Daniel was like, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not my cup of tea. If you have a choice to read, though, what are the kinds of things that you like to read? It's not a question that I asked you ahead of time, so I apologize.
I like to read Narnia. Yeah.
The Narnia books?
Yeah, the Narnia books. I really enjoyed one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are good books too, for sure.
Another thing, Shelly, we had, while he was young, we would take Gabriel to go get evaluated every 3 months. And with a company his dad just popped out.
Oh, nice.
You want to say hi?
Do you want to say hi?
This is Miss Shelly.
Hello. Hi, nice to meet you.
How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Hashtag No Limits.
Thank you. Thanks for having my son and taking some time with him.
Oh, absolutely. I'm learning a lot and I'm excited to get to know him.
And this is the man that makes it possible, because he's the one that made it possible for me to be home to work with Gabriel on a consistent basis and just really continue to challenge to raise the bar as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome. Yep. That's fantastic.
Anything else you want to share?
Nope. I think these two are some pretty amazing people.
So far, I agree with you, and I don't think that's going to change.
We're the Three Musketeers together.
Yep.
Ah, that's awesome.
Do you have anything to share on homeschooling?
I don't know. For us, it's been wonderful. Always tell people it was one of those things. We homeschooled our oldest kids, and then when Gabriel was born, like, do we do this or not? Because we didn't know anybody who had a child with special needs who homeschooled. And then all of a sudden they started coming out of the woodwork when we decided to do it, you know. So it's been good for us. It's an option, and it's been good for us.
That's awesome. Yeah, Gabriel was just telling me about reading Beowulf and Frankenstein and Shakespeare, and he and I were agreeing that Beowulf and Frankenstein are not our cup of tea. Shakespeare is okay. But that really, if he's going to read something for pleasure, he enjoys reading the Narnia books, which I also, my daughter and my husband and I have read through those as well. So,
absolutely.
And did you have anything she asked about the delivery? When Gabriel was born, I shared about your dream and I shared about the doctor. telling us it was up to us.
Yeah.
That's pretty much.
And I think that's with any parent, you know. I've said that even with people who choose not to homeschool. Good mm-hmm. parenting is always working with your kids, always being involved with them. That's good parenting, whether you have a special needs kid or not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, that's the option we've taken, to just be involved that way. So it's been good. And that's what the doctors told us. You've got to be involved.
Yeah. Yeah. The story I was telling your wife, that the story of his delivery and the reaction from the hospital staff was an absolute beautiful story. And it's not the story that I hear most of the time. And so it was almost overwhelming me with happy emotions for all of you, how well it went, because it was just beautiful. I mean, the things that were said to you were just absolutely incredible. And then for her to share that you had the dream and your friend had the dream, you know, that just right there again shows the divineness of Gabriel's birth into this world and what the Lord has intended for him and planned for him.
Yep.
So you've got big expectations, Gabriel.
There you go.
You know, I was just getting ready to tell you the other.
Okay. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you too.
The other thing that we were blessed to learn about was a company called NACD, National Association of Child Development, and they deal with brain function, not just mm-hmm. children, but anyone mm-hmm. Who wants to move their brain forward, because it's a muscle, exercising that muscle and moving it. And we would take Gabriel in every 3 months for an evaluation. And they would write up a program for us to implement that included everything from diet, exercise, curriculum as he got older, all of those type of things that then we would take home and implement, from teaching him early on how to roll, how to cross march, those type of wow. things, to then later on how to sequence auditory, particularly to work that brain muscle. And they were a huge help because they provided a lot of accountability for us.
That's not the one I want. Nope. I'm looking up NACD to see if they have a website, and I'm getting other things that the C and the D stand for than what you said. So I need to type it in. I was hoping I didn't have to type in the whole thing. I think it's
NACD.org. Should pull it up for you.
Let's see if that does it, because that is an amazing organization, it sounds like.
Well, they from the very beginning, you know, any autistic tendencies, because Gabriel absolutely has autistic tendencies, but they mm-hmm. would challenge us and give us directive on how to redirect and never let him fall into that autistic STEM world. And if it looked funny, it was funny, and redirect ASAP. You know, they alerted us to watching for allergens and any of those kind of things as well. Toys, you know, as opposed to toys that would sing for themselves or do things like the AA apple, the leapfrog thing. I'm so yes. excited when I saw that. I was like, yes. I took the to look at me and went, no. And I said, why not? You know, I said, well, I'm working with the girls. He can be doing that. She said, no, it's the same input. And the same input constantly, that repetition tends to dumb down the brain and cause it to go more into that autistic tunnel. You know, just wow. like that I think we were so blessed to learn early on mm-hmm. for awareness wise. Yeah. So for us personally, we've limited a lot of screen because it can be a really great babysitter.
Right.
But in our case, for Gabriel, it's not very productive. And right. it tends to be very much just a visual autistic stimulation that's not so good. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. That sounds like an amazing organization. And that was in the St. Louis area?
They are international actually, but they come to St. Louis every 3 months.
Okay.
And again, they don't deal with just special needs. I had my typical girls evaluated at one point just to assist with some spelling and math.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Excellent organization. They helped us tremendously just to set safe boundaries for us and holding us accountable for educating him specifically, because we really had no idea what we were getting into. So
yeah. Wow. That's just an incredible, I mean, that's, it sounds like it has helped you tremendously. So Gabriel, you've been quiet for a little bit. So when did you realize that you liked to run long distances?
Can I have the paper, please? Well, can you tell her? Maybe you just can tell her.
I have done.
When do you like running long distances?
Because it's hard.
It's hard. And what helps you to run the long distances? When you go out with Claire, your trainer, what kind of helps you to distract you so that?
Listening to music.
Do you have a favorite musical artist?
I would say sometimes The Greatest Showman. I love The Greatest Showman.
Oh, that's a good soundtrack. Yeah, that is a good soundtrack. So let me see. So with a triathlon. Tell, and I don't have this as a question, but I'm pretty sure you're going to know the answer to this without having to review it first. What do you have to do for a triathlon?
All I have to do is to wake up early. Mm-hmm.
What are the three events you have
to do? Swim, bike, and run.
Mm-hmm. Swim, bike, and run. And what are the distances for each of those? How far do you have to bike?
Is it 4 hours?
No, it usually takes you about 2 and 45.
2 and 45.
Each triathlon is a little bit different depending upon the space available.
Okay.
The typical triathlon that Gabriel participates is called a sprint.
Yeah, sprint.
And that one, the swim is a 750-meter lake swim.
Oh, okay.
Followed by a 12.1 bike, followed by a, what is the run? The run is almost always.
Yeah, one is like a 5K.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's pretty consistent. But that between the swim, if the swim is in a pool, it's usually a little bit shorter. Then they add on miles to the bike. But usually the run is about a 5K.
Okay.
And it takes him about 2 hours and 2.5 to 2.45 to finish it.
Okay.
Depending upon the hills and the weather. And
right. So people can follow you. You're actually the Tri21_triathlete on Instagram, which is where I'm pulling up some of these pictures from. Can you tell me a little bit about this picture, or do you want me to just read what you wrote there?
Do you want it to read, or do you want it?
I'm fine with that. I'm
going to ask it. You can read it.
You can read it, please.
Okay.
Please.
It says, excited and exhausted to be starting a new triathlon season. My goal is to raise Down syndrome awareness and the gift of those of us born with an extra chromosome. We are full of potential when given the opportunity and support we need. I feel blessed to have both. My parents have always believed God sent them a rare diamond in me. They say that the fact I am unique makes their lives so much more interesting. Praying our world will awaken for the beauty of the rare diamonds with the extra chromosome. So I have as the title of today that you're a 10-time triathlete. So are these medals from all of those times?
There's only six up there.
There are only six up there.
So that was earlier. That was probably 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
So now that it's crazy how much fuller that is.
I bet. So, with 10. Oh, did we freeze? No. Okay. I'm trying to find, here we go. Here's another picture of you actually running in one of the events. This one looks, oh, there it goes. Okay. This one has some
I have a wonder. Until all I see is you, yeah. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day. Well, I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, let me burn for you again. Let me return to you again.
So, I noticed that you're running, you're biking, and you're swimming, but you had a different person help you for each of those events. Why can't one person keep up with you?
Well, my coach,
why did you have, how many people usually guide you through the race? It's how many people?
Three people
did on that one.
Yeah, on that one.
But usually how many? Like when Claire did it?
Yeah, I think Claire did.
Usually it's, okay, slow down. Think about what she just asked you. She asked you, there were three people that guided you, right? Mm-hmm. On that race.
Yes.
That was the first time that happened.
Okay.
And do you remember why you had three people with you that day? Usually it's just one person.
Yeah, only one person.
Why did you have three? Do you remember Claire was supposed to do it?
Yeah, Claire was supposed to be doing it with me, but someone has to overshadow me on a swim and on a bike and on a one.
Claire got sick the day before.
Yeah, and Claire got sick on the day
before. So these people, the adults in this triathlon club, are just so fabulous. We didn't think he was going to do that last one. And his coach says, I'll take the bike. His swim coach said, I'll take the swim.
And then I would take the one. I'm like, okay.
She's got little kids, everything else. So it was just one of those that came together at the last minute out of the kindness of people's hearts just to do that. And that's the other thing I think more than ever for us, it's the people that have made Gabriel great are the ones that God continuously just keeps putting in our path to assist. I've never done a triathlon. We didn't really even know what it was. We only wanted Gabriel to get exercise. And the coach saw that he could swim, bike, and run, wanted him to be part of the team. And then the coach himself is the one that started working with him and shadowing him, this coach and the assistant coach. Fabulous people. Because it's one thing to be athletic and to be blessed in that. The two coaches are both Ironmen.
Oh,
but then when you can die to yourself and let go of your own desire to win, slow down and assist someone who probably isn't going to win. No. And not only that, but it's going to be a little bit more work, probably even possibly than your Ironman to complete.
Right.
And the team themselves, there's usually about 50. The teammates wait around for the last person.
Yeah, to cross to the finish line. And I would tell you, it's just like a mass mob. They're all just women, and they're all cheering for me, like, go, Gabriel, you got this. Please feel this. I'm like, I can't.
That's awesome. That support is incredible. I've been wanting to do even a 5K and haven't felt like I've built up enough stamina to do that. So I honestly cannot imagine. Well, A, I don't know how to swim, so that would be a definite problem. But I can't imagine swimming and biking and running all for one race and the distances for each of those, the stamina that is necessary to do all of those things. Even if you are the last person to cross the finish line, to me, that's something to be proud of because it's not something that everyone does. I certainly am not that person.
Maybe she can come to the last 5K.
Yeah, maybe if you feel like that, can no possibly just come out here and do a triathlon with me?
Or at least the last leg.
Or at least you can do the last leg with me.
Maybe I could run the last part with you. I don't know. I, I, I want to someday. Someday I do want to be able to do a 5K. I just haven't gotten myself to that point yet. So you enjoy the running, you said, because it's hard. What about the other? Do you enjoy the swimming and the biking because they are hard as well?
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part is the swimming.
Is the swimming? Yeah.
The biking is really hard for me.
Yeah.
I don't have the stamina.
Oh, okay.
But swimming, well, what's it like to swim in a lake?
It's kind of overwhelming.
Why?
Because all they have is just ducks and dogs and dead fish and deep dark water everywhere.
Yeah. That would be scary and overwhelming. I think overwhelming is a good word to use for that.
And, you know, Shirley, one thing I think mentioning, too, he's done these. There's no modifications. And prior to COVID, he was doing the one out at Creepcore Park, which is 1,000 entries. And so there's 1,000 people out there doing it. And when they go to run into that lake, the feet kicking, the everything, it's crazy. And it's right in May, the middle of May, so it's still cold. And it's rainy.
And I don't like thunderstorms.
And you don't like thunderstorms.
No.
So it's
you don't compete in thunderstorms, though, do you?
They wait for in the weather, and then they go out. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's quite crazy. Yeah.
It sounds like it. And I mean, so how old were you when you first started getting into competing in these triathlons?
16?
Yeah, 16.
16. Okay. And you've done 10. And how old are you now?
I'm 21. I'm almost 10 and 22.
So you do about 2 a year then? Is that about right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. How much training does it take? Or do you just sort of always stay in shape?
How much training during triathlon season? How much do you train? Or what's your goal to train? How many hours a week or a day?
5 days a week.
How many hours a day?
2 hours each day.
Mm-hmm. About two hours. During the season, now off season, he usually trains. He usually goes for runs. How often? Try and every day or every other. How long is your run when you go out? When you run to the gated community and back? It's 2 miles.
Yeah, 2 miles.
And then he does 2 loops.
And so two loops.
So 4 miles total.
Yeah.
Wow. That's dedication, Gabriel. And I, when it comes to exercise and running, in fact, my husband went to the gym last night again and he's like, I'm going without you again. No, I just work has got me really busy right now, but so hopefully I'll get into shape and I'll be able to do that 5K with you. When is the next 5K?
When does the season kick off?
Do
you remember? In March.
I have until March to get ready.
Right. Well, that's right. When the season kicks off.
Okay.
And then they usually do the races. The team tries to do them. By the way, the team that he's on.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of it?
It's HSI Tri Club.
Not HSI. HS Tri Club.
HS Tri Club.
And that's on the internet as well.
Okay.
And it's open to young adults. Who homeschool, public school, private school, it could be anybody, high school age. And a lot of these young people that come out, there's usually about 50, and some of them don't even know how to swim. But by the end of the training in March and April, by the beginning of May, they're ready to do it. And they start out usually with a pool swim. And then a couple weeks later, the middle of May is when they do the lake swim. And it's amazing to see the confidence level come forward. So you wouldn't have to be ready until the middle of May.
Oh, okay. So that even gives me more time. So hopefully I can, you'll have to stay on me. You and I are connected in Instagram. So you'll have to say things to me every once in a while. Hey, Shelly, how's that training going? Get that 5K under your belt so that we can do this together. That's actually what I need, is somebody to like hold me accountable. So right. Gabriel, can you do that for me? Can you help me train for the 5K? I'm not going to do the swim and the bike, but the 5K part. All right. You're going to hold me accountable. Awesome.
Right.
That's definitely what I need. So what do you do for fun So you're running, you're biking, you're swimming all the time, 10 hours a week. What else do you do?
Let's see.
What do you do for fun?
I like to go to make TikToks and and Instagram videos with my friend Grace Doable. I like to I sometimes like to go spend some time with my nephews and my nieces.
Ah, how many nephews and nieces do you have?
I have two nephews, Thomas Benedict and Augustine Joseph.
Oh.
And I have one niece named Avila Rose.
Yeah. And what else do you do for fun?
And I like to play piano, do coloring books.
Adult coloring books, uh-huh.
And cooking.
And cooking. All right. So with all of those things, you have sent me a TikTok? I think this one's a reel of you and Grace. So I'm going to show that. You've sent me something with your cooking coach. So I'm going to show that. And the piano. You've sent me something with the piano. So I'm going to show those, hopefully, again, if I'm doing this all correctly. And when you were talking, I was trying to get the one with Grace right at the beginning. And I think I missed it. This is a little bit beyond the start.
Can we skip to the good part?
Oh.
There we go. That was the part I missed. Okay, so that was you and Grace. And Grace was and Linda were on hashtag No Limits. Oh gosh, it's been a while ago. So here you are with your cooking coach.
Oh my God.
Good.
Okay, so I have to ask, because you sounded surprised that those were good. Were they really good?
I would say, yeah.
Yeah?
They're great.
Okay. They're not great, but they're good. Have you made them since you made the TikTok or the reel, whichever that was?
Have you made energy bites again since the time you made
it? Yes.
Okay. You have. So then you must actually have liked them a little bit because you made them again. That's kind of my test. If I make it twice or more, then I must actually like it.
Right.
Oh shoot. So here you are playing the piano.
Welcome home, Albert.
So that was taking me out to the ball game, just in case somebody didn't catch the beginning of it or anything. So have you ever met Albert?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, a few years ago when we were at Night to Shine.
Yes, we did. Yeah. I got to see Albert when I was at Night to Shine.
Yeah. So he seems like one. I've tried to get someone from his foundation on and it's just never worked out. So, and I wasn't even trying to get Albert, but since you're an Albert fan, how do you feel for him right now with hitting his 700th home run? And I guess now he's at 702 or 3. And by the time this airs, cause this is recorded, maybe he'll be more than that. Just hit his whatever RBIs he needed to put him up like second in the list. So how do you feel about him being able to do all of that?
What do you think about Albert?
I really like him a lot.
He's worked hard, huh?
Yeah.
And achieved a lot.
Yeah, and that guy works a lot and achieved a lot.
And he shares a lot. I think he does a lot of beautiful things. You know, through his foundation and just his outreach, even for the Down syndrome community at large.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
And he, I think, is another example of a hashtag no limit, because the age that he is, he's not expected to still be playing baseball, let alone be hitting home runs and breaking all these records. So I just want to check. Oh, so do you have a favorite chore that you do?
I like to empty those I've seen.
What is your favorite chore?
Oh, yeah. Mowing the grass.
No, what is your favorite chore?
Oh, yeah. Folding clothes.
Folding
clothes. Well, Gabriel, I've got a whole 3 laundry baskets set aside. You just come on over and you can fold my clothes.
He loves to fold clothes.
I love to fold clothes.
It's crazy.
Well, that's awesome. So you did send me a video clip saying that this is one chore that you like to do, and I'm going to let it run, and then I'll play it again with sound. But I have a tip for you, because you say that you're better at it now. You're better at following the line so it doesn't look like a bad haircut.
Yeah, right.
My tip for you is, like you see in this clip right here, you're looking at the camera, not at the lawnmower. So I think you might get straighter lines if you looked at the lawnmower.
God, love you, Gabriel.
Get my mower running.
Okay.
Because now it's the weekend. And I got to get my best done.
I like the music that you chose too. That was cute. But yeah, I thought that was very funny that you're like, I can cut better in straight lines. And I thought, well, yeah, if you're looking at the lawnmower and where you're walking instead of at the camera, of course you're going to do better.
So,
all right. Yeah. So lawn cutting is good. Let's see. Oh, I should probably just stop sharing. And then we'll get all this stuff out of here. Whoops. Still got that one playing. Sorry. Okay. And I do have, you did send me some pictures. I just have to figure out where I put those. Here they are. Okay. So I'll be able to share those with you in a little bit. So we've talked about the triathlon. We've talked about the things that you do for fun. What is, and I didn't ask this question, so I apologize. What is your future? What are you going to do next or continue doing?
What are you working on with Jenna? What are a few things that you and she are working on?
Note cards.
What about
what are note you doing
cards? Note card business. I am
really.
Yeah, I am sending them to people.
Well, what do you want to put on the note cards, and why? Why?
Because I want people to be happy.
Gabriel has a real gift, and I don't think I sent you a picture of that. Maybe I should. With coloring, it takes him days to color in those adult coloring books, and they're fabulous, beautiful pictures. So his cooking speech living coach is going to help, and hopefully getting some note cards together with his pictures on the front that he can use because he loves to write notes, and also possibly have a business get going. But the other thing is, what else? She just printed up some, or ordered you some yesterday, business cards, right?
Yeah.
And what are you going to use the business cards for? You and she are going to go where? What are you
going
to do?
Oh, yeah, going to schools.
Going to schools. Going and what are you going to do?
And giving note cards. And let's see, check and see if they want to reach out to me and help me with, just in case if they decided to call me.
For what? Why would they call you? What would you like to do at the schools? You said you're going to go to the schools. What do you want to do?
Help out.
With what?
With,
it's okay. Take your time.
What do you want to do at the schools?
Happy.
Why are you going to Lafayette?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you going to Lindenwood? What are you going to?
Yes. Speaking.
To speak.
To speak.
He would like to, right, inspire other young people to push boundaries and to expect more and to encourage teachers and educators and parents to expect more and encourage more, just to support. Oh. Yeah.
I like spending time with my dad and going to Mass with you.
Spending time with dad and going where?
Going to Mass with my mama.
Oh, going to Mass. Oh. Oh, speaking of that, that's the picture that I have here. Look at that. So let me see if I can blow it up a little bit, but if I blow it up too much, it starts to get distorted. So
probably fuzzy.
And I like to spend some time with myself to call the grandparents.
Yeah. You like to call your grandparents?
Yeah.
What do you do with your grandparents that you like?
I like to play cards with them.
Ooh, what kind of cards?
We played the vintage Funny Man and
not heard of that game.
Yeah.
It's actually called The Village Idiot.
Yeah, it's called The Village Idiot.
I haven't heard of that either, so.
That's kind of not such a nice word, so Gabriel calls it The Village Funny Man. But what is the other one? We play Quicks.
Yeah, we play Quicks.
Quicks and Crazy Eights. And
oh, Quicks. Oh, yeah, I know. Okay, I've never played that game, but I have heard of it.
It's a great game. It's a lot of fun, easy to pack. So, yeah, we like to play games.
Yep.
So in all of the things that we've mentioned that you like to do for fun, you haven't mentioned this one.
Oh, my. Yes, I got my green belt.
Yeah. So you're holding the yellow belt. So the yellow comes before the green?
Yes.
And are you still, is this a particular kind of karate? Like my daughter and I did Kido for a while. Is this just karate or is it a certain kind?
What is that? What classes?
Taekwondo.
Taekwondo. Okay. So it looks like your coach here is a black belt. So are you working up to getting your black belt?
Not.
Yes,
that's the goal. Yes, that's the ultimate goal.
That's the ultimate goal. Okay, awesome.
Do you like taekwondo?
I really do.
I think taekwondo is probably, of all the different things he does, probably one of his favorites. Just, why do you like it?
It helps me to focus and eyes on the target.
Helps you with your balance.
Yep. It helps me with my balance.
And it's a lot, it's so much memory, which is so good for him as well, which is great. Huh?
Yeah.
And his coach, Claire, is just, she's wonderful. So she's always pushing him farther as well, which is great.
Is she the one who normally is with you for your triathlons, or is that a different Claire?
Does Claire accompany you on the triathlon?
Yes, she does.
Okay. So normally you do only have one person keeping up with you. So that's a little better, because I thought, gosh, you have to do all the work and you have three, you're doing the work of three people.
Right.
So I didn't mean to switch the picture. I was trying to get it ready to go to the next picture. So if you still want to talk about Taekwondo, we can. But this was just another picture of you sharing. It looks like it says, thank you to the Cobb family for sharing some time with us. They put on a great program about Down syndrome. So do you remember where this was?
I think that was at South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was at South Dakota.
Okay, so you traveled around the country?
We were in the independent living where my grandpa and grandma stayed.
Oh, all right. So that's how you got into that one. Okay.
Yep.
All right. But do you travel around the country to do speaking engagements, or is that something you're working up to?
Well, you went to San Antonio.
Yep, I went to San Antonio.
And again, this was going up to visit parents. This whole speaking is just embarking at this point in time, you know, and I don't know where God's going to take that, but he does have a gift, and he's got it ready to roll, he's very good at presenting, and his articulation is good. So I think it's an area that he could do very well. We'll see. We don't know. We're kind of just out there now, just offering, trying again to expose people to the beauty of Down syndrome.
Right. Absolutely. And it absolutely, I think I've shared all the pictures, so I'm going to take this out. You sent me another picture of you playing the piano, but since we heard you playing the piano, I am not going to share that one with you. So we just have a little bit of time left. So now to kind of get into the fun questions, I say fun. Do you have a girlfriend?
I don't.
You don't?
I have lots of girls and guys.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe Grace would be your girlfriend.
She's she's a good friend.
Yeah, Grace is a good friend.
Yeah.
What do you do with some of your friends? Tell her about Brian.
With my friend Brian Donahue. He likes to take me out to go get pizza and watching movies, and I got to stay overnight with him.
Yeah,
nice.
And who else? Who are some other, what other things do you do with friends? Like Colson.
Yeah, I like to go swimming with my friend, and I like to play games.
Mm-hmm. Play games. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite movie?
What's your favorite movie?
I still believe.
Oh, that's an awesome movie.
That is a good one. A lot of good movies out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you just go to the I Still Believe tour?
Went to the Dewey McCamp's concert.
And that was I Still Believe tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that is I Still Believe tour.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great book and a great movie, and I like that. We have a lot of similar interests, you know, as we're talking. We don't like Beowulf. We don't like Frankenstein. Shakespeare's okay.
Right, yeah.
Just like Jeremy Camp. We like the Narnia books. You like to run. I'm going to get there.
You know, it's interesting when you mentioned about Grace. The thing that's beautiful about the Strobels is they have high expectations as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's always our goal, be it friends, whoever, family, whatever, is always having those goals high.
Yeah.
And it's just a real gift to have friends that will treat Gabriel like a typical person and interact as such, you know, be it games, basketball, he plays on a Special Olympics basketball team. And it's just really a beautiful gift.
Absolutely. So I'm just looking over the things that I sent you, and I don't want to ignore any of the questions. Is there a question that I sent you ahead of time that you definitely wanted to answer that we haven't?
You missed? If you want to look at the sheet, you can look at it right now. Talked about homeschooling, talked about.
Yeah, I didn't talk about that.
Can you talk about that?
Talk about that.
Is there anything else you wanted to share?
We talk about this. Talk about this.
I think you did most of it, huh?
Yeah, this.
Yeah, really the only questions that I think I skipped were the limitation ones. And it really, I skipped those because it doesn't sound like you've been limited. You've had a philosophy of no limits your whole life. And you've been surrounded by people who have helped you attain that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Shelley, that's what even at the speaking thing, it was a friend of ours that solicited us. She was on the board of the Developmental Disabled Nurses Association. And she solicited saying, would Gabriel be comfortable speaking last January?
Oh, yeah. And
I don't know. So then we decided to get a speech together and see where it went. And he went down there and delivered and did fabulous. So, yeah, we're just out trying to raise awareness so people, they get a diagnosis in utero or even post-delivery that there won't be the fear. And I think also the message that we want to share is one of you can do it. Particularly as parents, we are given these children, and having them be accountable is up to us. And yes, thank God for teachers and people like you who challenge and support, but we can do it, and we have to do more and expect more and believe more in our children, no matter special needs or typical.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
I would say I really like to dance. I like to sing karaoke.
That's why you do more things.
Come coming up with more of your favorite things and things you like to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to look on this, too.
Yeah, it's good. I think we're good. I think we're good. Is there anything else you didn't get to ask, Shelley, that you're curious?
No, I mean, it's when I have guests, it's always that I want them to tell their story. Because your story is not the same as mine, is not the same as my neighbor across the street. But I want you to be able to share it your way. So hopefully you've had opportunity, both of you, to do that today. Plus Dad, who popped in unexpectedly for a couple minutes. That was a nice surprise. So if you have felt like you have shared everything that you wanted to share, I'm okay wrapping up. Are you okay?
I think so. You know, mm-hmm. One other parting thought I was thinking about is people are always asking us, you know, independent living or this or that. Oh. And I always tell people, we want to do whatever we are called to do, particularly with regards to Gabriel as our son. But I always think it's so much more important, rather than looking at that situation, to look at the supports that are there. A friendship. Who will Gabriel be around? If it's a work endeavor, if it's a living endeavor, if it's whatever. And at this point in time in our life, the three of us are doing great. And again, we're getting old. He's a great help. We'll see where God takes it. And I think it's just beautiful, the different things that different people are doing in the world. You know, Chris Nicky's getting ready to do an Ironman tomorrow. I think it's amazing. And I want to just thank you for, again, just supporting, encouraging, and challenging all of us on the way. That's the most important part. So anything else you want to say? Look in the camera.
I don't know.
Can you tell her thank you?
Thank you.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. Thank you for coming on, and thank you for being inspiring and inspiring so many other people already. And if you're going to start doing speaking engagements around schools, I just know there's going to be many more people inspired by your story to be a better person, to be a better athlete, and just to have a better world because of what they are learning from you. And that's my appreciation and thanks for God giving all of us you.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you, Sally.
You're welcome. Have a great day, everyone.
You too. God bless you. Have a good one. Bye, dear.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelley Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelley Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelley Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shelleykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shelleykino.com, SHELLEYKENOW.